Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Mastery Monday. 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. And it's the first Mastery Monday of 2018. I really hope your year has started off well. I hope that your business is booming. I hope that you have picked up loads of new clients and you're really excited for the months to come. Now, today's Mastery Monday, 5 little minutes, is just going to help you tweak something to your business, give you something extra to think about that's going to give you that edge. And in today's episode, number 24, I'm going to talk to you about the value of becoming a teacher. And becoming a teacher is something that I adapted very early on into my career and something that I was taught very early on. That as we learn, the best way of actually knowing what we talk about or knowing our subject, the best way of getting better at our subject, the best way of understanding what we don't yet know about our subject, and the best way of being able to help our clients by adding value is to teach. Now, what is the difference between teaching and training? Well, training is very much, here's a program, I'll take you to some exercises. Now, teaching is still going through how to do the exercise. It's not actually taking somebody through why something has to be done a particular way, why then might not be feeling it in a particular way. Or even when it comes down to nutrition, why they've got to be doing something. You see, a lot of trainers take a program, a nutrition exercise program, and they simply say, right, this is what I'd like you to do, this is what I'd like you to follow. And if things don't happen or things don't go the way that the trainer or coach feels that they should be going, they change them. And they give a few little ideas as to potentially why, but it's not really adding value to the client. So when you teach, and I want you to start your week off, every client that you have this week, teach them something. So if it's nutrition and your client, for example, is struggling to understand or get their head around fats, teach them a little bit about fats. Give them a little breakdown sheet of why fats are important. Try and get an analogy or a way of explaining why fats are important to somebody so that they understand it, they get it. And what you will find by doing that is you will find gaps in your knowledge. If you start to write out about fats, it will highlight to you there's areas about fats that you don't know yet. And if you can't teach it, guys, you don't know it. If it comes down to exercise and you find your client really struggling to do a hip extension, a 45 degree hip back extension, hip extension, and they're not feeling it in their glutes, and you take them away from the machine and you start to explain it and the client doesn't get it. Is it down to the fact that you can't explain it? And can you not explain it because you don't know the function of the hamstrings? You don't know the function of the glute muscles? Because when you do know this, and when you teach it, and you teach it according to the structure that you understand, people will always get it. You see, at school, the teachers I learned the most from were the ones that adapted their teaching style to suit me. Now, they still got the message across, but they got it across in a way that I understood. So what I want you to do today with your clients, whether or not it's about nutrition, whether or not it's about mindset, psychology, the training application, supplements, sleep, stress, whatever it may be. Spend today trying to explain part of something your client doesn't understand or part of what you're trying to get across, and jot down at the end of the session, areas where you were slightly limited. Could you explain carbohydrates, the basics of why they need to get into the cells? Can you explain the benefit of water and the kidneys and liver function? Can you explain exercise and why the order has been placed in a particular way? And if you can't, that is what you need to go and study. That is what you need to get clear on so that you can explain it in a better way. And what will happen is if you become a teacher, as you coach, you will become better week by week. You will be able to communicate with your clients better session by session. You will get better results with your clients. You will have a better relationship with your clients. And you as a coach will grow. So today, short and sharp advice to you is to transform from being a trainer to a teacher. Coach what you know. Look for gaps in what you don't know. And become better at your craft. Guys, I really hope today was helpful to you. Please take these little Mastery Mondays and adapt them into your coaching methodology. And remember, the whole of 2018, we have our education schedule set out. At the beginning of February, we have our practical two-day exercise execution program design day at M10. That's a two-day, it's on early bird still. And I also have my personal development in the personal training industry with how to get better at business development and the link between that and personal development on the 17th of February. The practical weekend's in Nottingham and the personal development weekend day is in London. Guys, head over to www.m10life.com/education and our February seminars are still on the early bird price. It's only £150 to see me in London and it's only £380 for the full weekend to see myself and the team in Nottingham. Guys, have a fantastic day and a great start to your week. See you on the next episode.